Blog Talk Radio.
One way to God. One way to God. One way to God. Baptized in Jesus' name. Well, there's one way to God. One way to God. One way to God. Baptized in Jesus' name. Praise our Heavenly Father. Praise Yahweh. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank and praise because He is our Lord and Savior. Amen. In the name of Yahushua, HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, commonly known as Jesus Christ. But we want to let you know today, friends, that God is great and He's worthy to be praised. Amen. The guest call in, the number is 563-999-3034. Let you know that God loves you, wants to see you saved. Amen. He is our Father, Creator, and Sovereignty. Amen. So we see here that you must go down in water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hebrew is Yeshua HaMashiach. And letting you know that you need to come and get baptized in His name. So we see here today, and we thank our Heavenly Father today for this special opportunity. And we let you know that we love you. We care about your souls, praise God. Amen. And care about your souls. Amen. Meaning that we love people. Amen. Anybody who accepts the Lord. Savior Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. We care about you. Amen. And let you know that you are our brother and our sister. And we thank and praise God for you today. And go down in water baptism in the Jesus' name. It's not enough just to shake the preacher's hand. It's not enough. Amen. To say, I'm saved because I'm just a believer. Amen. But when you receive the Spirit of God on the inside by the evidence of speaking in tongues, and then it calls you to God. We see here today. You need to know that today. And letting you know that He cares for you. I want to give honor to, like I said, our Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Commonly known as Jesus Christ. And I want to give honor to our overseer, Apostle C.A. Coward of the Churches of Bible in the Bible Way. Amen. Letting you know that He cares for you. Amen. Come down and see us. Amen. We're here on the corner of Oswald and 22nd. Give honor to all the brothers in the Churches of God, the Bible Way. Amen. Give honor to Bishop R.J. McLeod, our presiding bishop. Give honor to my bishop. All right, my bishop, Adrian Melendez Shaw. Give honor to him today and him and his family and everybody. Amen. And Bishop Jonathan Brookshaw. Amen. All of you, we give honor to you. Terry Sheffield, Elder Terry Sheffield. Amen. Give honor to that brother, wonderful brother, man of God, Elder Williams, amen, in Orlando there. We give honor to him, all y'all brethren. Give honor to all y'all, dear honorable brethren. We thank and praise God to all of you. Amen. Thank and praise God for my wife. Praise God for my children. Give honor to everybody, amen, who's doing the will of God. When you're out of the will of God, you're in trouble. Think about it. We're talking about today the two sides of the duality of God. How how God, you know, he's a loving, kind, and merciful God. All right? If you're in his will. But if you're out of his will, he could be terrible. Amen. Amen. He could be good. He could bring havoc on you. And, but if you're out of his will, all right, you could be in very great trouble. So I'm telling you today, friends, that it's best for us to seek God and try to stay in his will. All right? Try to do that which is right. Follow his laws. Amen. Jesus gave us a new law that covers everybody. Amen. It says, love your neighbor as yourself. And love God with all your might, your soul, all your strength, all your might. All right? And he said, those two commandments hang the prophet of the law and fulfill the prophet of the law. So we see here today, if you want to do righteous, all right, you got to do that which is right. Amen. So if you believe in Christ, amen, the scripture even say Christ is the end of the law unto righteousness. That's what people don't understand. They say, well, I hear people say, well, we don't have the law. I say, well, wait, hold it. Amen. You still got to follow the laws, the Ten Commandments. All right? Unto righteousness is what it means. A lot of people don't believe in righteousness, and therefore they have a problem. I just let them know today that they needed to follow, amen, what God has given them today. Now, we know there's like 613 laws altogether in the Bible, you know, under the Mosaic law. But I'm telling you now, those basic laws, those basic 10 laws, even when he was out there in that desert, amen, out there wandering around in that desert, if they could have just practiced those laws, that he, those first 10, they would have been great. But the wrath of God falls on people of disobedience today. So you need to know, if you're disobedient and you're out of his will, you're going to suffer problems. You're going to suffer problems. Jesus said, my burdens are light. Think about it. He said his burdens is light. Okay, so he gives you the pressure to go through things, to endure, to go through. But what a lot of people don't understand is that you got to have righteousness, man. You know, I've seen brethren. I say they believe in God, they trust in God, but they're still out there chasing them women, doing all these different things that they're drinking and smoking and all these things. And come to church like they ain't did nothing, dressed up in their suits and everything, and they got a problem. You got a problem. But see, they don't understand. There's a kind way that God help you, and he can bless you and grant you mercy, and even forgiveness. But you got to humble yourself. You got to humble yourself. That's the key. When you humble yourself and submit yourself under the powers of God, or the mighty hands of God, amen, you can be lifted up. God can lift you up to a higher level. But what happened with people today? They don't believe. They don't have no faith. They just go out there and just do things because they feel it. It feels good to them. All right? I was talking to a young man, and he was just saying, I'm a man. I can't do this. I can't do that. I'm a man. I got to have this woman. I got to do this. I said, man, you're going to get AIDS. You're going to get STDs and all these different things out there. You go out there doing all this crazy stuff, and you find yourself in worse shape than you ever been. I know what I'm talking about now, because I've been on this earth for 71 years, and I've seen some crazy stuff people go through, all because they wouldn't listen. They are not obedient to God's word, and they will not be serving. And guess what? All this stuff happened to them, on drugs, in jail, all right, paying child support, doing all kinds of crazy things. I told a guy, I said, I never been in jail. He said, what? Yeah, because some of these kids, they think that you know, jail is like an institution for they had to try. I say, my time is too precious. Hallelujah. My time is too precious to be spending my time in jail. I ain't got time for it. All right? No, I ain't got time for it. Forget it. All right? I mean, people used to tell me, let's do this and let's do that. And all of my friends used to tell me, say, that's good. I said, man, y'all going to jail. All right. Oh, you this and you that. I said, no, I'm telling you what y'all going to be. Y'all going to be in jail. And sure enough, they'll call me and tell me and say, man, you sure right. They ended up in jail and so forth. I said, I tell you, you know, you got to have some common sense. Praise God. Well, let's get to the duality of God. When God says, thou should not, that's what he means. I mean, thou should not kill, that's what he means. Thou should not steal, that's what he means. I mean, he meant that. Thou should not, you know, bear false witness, he meant that. All right? You think about it. I think about this thing. Amen. Look at this. When Adam and Eve was in the garden, God said, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the midst of the garden, I mean, you should not eat from. But what happened? Eve goes out there. You can read for yourself. Look at it and see that it was good to eat, you know, food or whatever. All right, so we see she partakes of it because the devil deceived her. I was telling the preacher the other day, I said, man, I one of the things that frightens me the most is being deceived by Satan or being deceived by untrue things that people tell you. They're untrue for this. All right? Because that's the thing that messes you up. All right? Deception. All right? That's what messes you up. People that lie to you. And I was telling him, but you got to know, God has to teach the surface. In other words, look beneath the surface of things. You know, in other words, ask why. Why is it this way? Why did this do that? Why did this do this? What is the motive? All right, what is the reason? And so forth. But God tells us not to do certain things, all right, to keep us out of trouble a lot of times. And it pleases him, all right, when we're obedient. And you think about that thing. You have to be obedient to the word of God. You have to be obedient. And that's what young people don't understand a lot of time, that's the way you have a longer future, a longer life. Things are better for you once you learn to be obedient and disciplined. Think about that. That's what it is. But this thing, let's look at this thing now. All right. Satan deceived Eve. He told a lie. He said, thou should not, surely thou should not die. All right, that's what he tells her. All right, but God knows if you know, he tells her about you would be like him. All right, knowing good for evil and so forth. But it wasn't the time for them to partake of that yet. Eventually, I believe that God would taught them good from evil, allow them to do it. But it wasn't that time at that dispensation or that time. It wasn't that time for that, all right? In other words, when you're a baby, an infant, you can't eat hard food. Think about it. And you go out there and try to eat hard food while you're a baby, or somebody give you that hard food while you're a baby, it'll mess you up. All right? So it's a time for a child to grow into an area, a period of time where he could eat hard food. All right? But anyway, she goes and gives it to her husband. And her husband would take of it. Okay? And then when in the cool of the day when God comes through there, All right. He asked, where are they? So in other words, their eyes became open. All right. Their eyes became open. And see what happened. When that happened, you see, they saw that they was naked. Now, they was walking around all that time, didn't know that they was naked. You know, they didn't even think about it. But when this thing came upon them, the guilt and the shame came upon them, all right, God said, God couldn't find them. God, in other words, he said, where are they? And they was hiding in the bushes. Think about it. So we see here today that, and then the same thing, when he confronted Adam, he said, Adam said, the woman that thou hast given me. But see, that's the problem, all right? Adam was the head, all right? Adam was the head in the covenant of the woman, supposed to be. But here it is, he said, the woman that thou hast given me, yeah, she gave me the food and I did eat. Well, hey, who's supposed to be the leader? He's responsible. Upon him, death fell upon the whole earth. All of us have to die now. You think about it, all right? I mean, it's probably that when we, instead of dying, we probably went off in a spiritual realm. But what happened now, he disobeyed God, all right? And guess what? That causes all men, all women everywhere has to die. Think about it now. All right? Now, what was keeping them alive forever? It was the tree of life. The tree of life is the very most important thing to me. All right? Of life. And the only way to get to that tree of life now, amen, it's through our Lord and Savior, Yahshua HaMashiach, commonly known as Jesus Christ. All right? So we see here today, all right, you have to have Christ in your life. The only way back to it, the only way to get back to that point, amen, to live forever. And that's why Jesus tells us, you know, believing in him. We can believe in him and live forever. Trust in him. We can live forever. All right? You think about it. Have faith in him. You can live forever. Now, somebody say, how is that, preacher? Because Jesus is God. Yeshua HaMashiach. Jesus explained something. Jesus said in the 14th verse, the 14th chapter, he talks about, I am the way, the truth and the life. No man can come into the Father but by me. All right? So you got to know that you got to believe in him. You got to trust in him for that. All right? You got to have it. You want to live forever? Amen? That spirit live forever? You know, your natural body dies. Okay? But you want to live forever. All right? You got to come through Christ. Amen? And that's the truth. Amen. So we see here today. Now watch, what about his name? His name, hallelujah, is the same is just like Joshua, is Yahshua. Yahshua. Yahusha. You know, Yahushua, you know, Jesus in Hebrew. Okay, you got paleo, you got ancient paleo, and you got modern. Alright? So we see here Yah is in his name. If you read 68 and 4, Psalm 68:4, it talks about Yah, all right, as in Yahweh, as in Yahuwah. Okay, so once we believe in his name, in the days that he was living, it was Yahushua. All right, some people say Yahushua. But anyway, Yahshua, it's the same as Joshua. Because really, the correct name, the way the translation should be, correct name translation is Joshua in English. All right? But Jesus is a really a transliterated name. All right? we see here today that you need to believe in him, trust in him. Now let's go back to the duality. Okay, watch this here. All right, God, all right, there's time. Remember a time, the great mighty God, he could be terrible and he could be kindly and he could be merciful and loving. But what happens when you get out of his will and out of his way and can disobey his commandment, you suffer problems. Just like Adam and Eve, they disobeyed the commandment. And that brings forth death, man. And you think about that. When you disobey God, they lived for a while, but eventually they had to die. All right? And the same thing with all men. They have to die sometimes. They die. You know, just think about it. All of us going to die. All right? But our spirit could live on if we have Christ. Amen. We'll be resurrected into life. Think about that. All right? But watch this here now. It says, everything has a lot of duality. You got positive and negative. You got up and you got down. You got right and you got left. You got forward and you got backwards. You got all those different things. Duality. Okay? You have woman and you got man. All right? Woman and you got man. And you think about that. Nowadays, what they're trying to say, they're calling the man a woman, the woman man nowadays, these days. And that's sad, you know. All right? Even in the court where you put your hand on the Bible and a homosexual may be on trial, all right, they're calling the homosexual, which is a man, a her, a she, and a lady or a girl, and you say, well, what's the point of putting your hand on the Bible? This court is lying, too. You think about that. So we see here today that here it is. In real actuality, you got positive and negative, okay? You got, you know, those things that you have, even magnetic fields, you got one that propels away from itself, and then the one that comes together, all right? So we see here, all right, God, when he tells us, thou shalt not kill, which means thou shalt not murder, all right? And guess what? And God told him, say, go kill your Milkites, something he said, Amalek. All right, other than the destroyers, women, children, babies, everybody, all right? If God's angry, he could destroy your whole family. All right? God tells us to repent. Repent. All right? He tells us that. Repent of your sins. He tells us to do that. That's why God has given us time to repent. Look at California as it's burning up. They don't understand that they need to repent. And stop these wicked deals, you know, things. America is in trouble. The Supreme Court sold us out. I mean, when it came to family, all right, calling for same-sex marriages and all this different thing, all right, and abortion. The Supreme Court has sold us out. And God sees this, and God is angry with them. All right, just think about it, friend. Somebody got to say something. All right, somebody got to say, why are we going through all this stuff? Houses burning up in California. All right, millions of acres are burning up. What is going on? They said, well, that's just global warming. Come on, God is angry with this place. All right, and coronavirus, all the different sicknesses, AIDS, all these different sicknesses and stuff that is going on, all right? God could bring forth his anger on these people. To those people who are out of order and out of his will, knowing that, you know, man laying with the man, the woman laying with the woman, it's an abomination to our Heavenly Father, our Creator, And it's not a natural thing for us to do. Why? You get in your car right now, and if the battery is dead, you can't go nowhere. You think about that thing now. You can't have, you, and you can put your battery poles on both of them on your battery lines and poles to the positive and put both of them there, you can't get no power. If you put it on the negative part, you can't get no power. So it takes opposite attract right there. In other words, what I mean by that, it takes that negative and that positive. It takes that negative and that positive to make it. All right? So when you put the negative on it, it's pole, right pole, positive on its positive pole, all right, you get fire, vroom, and your car cranks. All right? That's it. And all these different things. All right, in order to get fire, you have to have that negative and that positive. All right, God has them both. He gave us energy. Do you know, man's body lives on electrical impulse. It's like a nuclear reaction. And we're a carbon unit. Do you know that? We're carbon units. All right. So we see here today, amen, there's a duality in him, and you got to understand what's right and what's wrong. You got to understand obedience, being obedient to him, all right? Because if you're disobedient, you're going to have a problem. So we see here today that you got to understand that. Like I say, that there's positive. And there's negative in just about everything. All right? What you're saying, preacher, you got to understand that it's positive and negative in everything. Where God gives us, and we are made up of atoms. All right? Atoms. Think about it. All right? Adam. That's one of the reasons why he's named Adam. All right, because we made up of atoms. All right, that's what we made up. All right, so you think about this thing. You know, you got to understand. You got to understand it. So we're gonna continue on this here. Every Thursday, praise God, at 6:30, I want you to. Dial in is 563-999-3034. All right, dial in to it, and you can hear me on those days, and let you know we love you. We care about you. So remember, we care about you, and we thank God for you. Believe in our Father. Amen. Yeshua, cause. Jesus said, I've come in my Father's name. What was that name? Yahushua. All right. What the Father's name? Yahuwah. They call it in modern day Yahweh. He has Yah within that name. Amen. So we see here, he comes in that name. All praises unto him, creator of heaven and earth. Letting you know that he loves you and cares about you, wants to see you saved. We had 4711 North 22nd Street, Tampa, Florida, at the corner of Osborne and 22nd. Amen. On the corner of Osborne and 22nd. Let you know that he cares for you. Amen. One way to God. Oh, yes. Our phone number here at the church. Praise God. Let me get that to you. It's, okay, the phone number is 813-238-6210. 813, amen,